Hi, I'm Beth Massey, and I'm here with Stephen Peters, a developer on the Visual Studio team working on the Office client tools. How you doing, Stephen?
Doing good.
Cool.
Thanks.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, how'd you get to Microsoft, and how'd you get to the team?
Well, I worked straight out. I graduated from Iowa State University in 2005. I spent a year working at Lockheed Martin in Minnesota, and then my girlfriend had interned several times at Microsoft. She put her resume into Lockheed. I put my resume into Microsoft, and Microsoft won, so we rounded up out here.
Cool. So what are we going to talk about today?
So there are two demos I want to go over. One is how to create an Office add-in without using our utilities assembly. The utilities assembly was added as part of the GNOME-MAF work. Basically, it has a number of interfaces, space types, stuff like that that makes life for the developer easier, but some people consider it to be unwanted baggage. It's an extra assembly you have to deploy, and sometimes it can kill your startup before it can slow down your startup performance if it's a part of your package.
And so depending on what you're doing and stuff?
You may or may not need a lot of the functionality. It's kind of a Swiss Army knife when a lot of people just want, like, a pair of tweezers or something.
Okay, gotcha.
And the other thing is how to override your create ribbon objects. Basically, when a VSTO add-in starts up, the first thing it does is it reflects through every single type in the assembly looking for ribbon objects.
Okay.
While this gives us a lot of flexibility in where you can put ribbon objects, you don't need to do a lot of hookup at design time, this can be detrimental to performance, especially if you start adding in, if your add-in is large or if you start tying in a lot of external dependencies like WPF. The times you spend reflecting can start to add up on your cold startup. And we were seeing an additional of 1 or 2 seconds on a cold startup, which if your customers see that every single time is going to wear on them.
Cool. So you're going to show some performance improvements we can make for our add-ins.
Right? Yeah.
Cool. All right, let's get started.
So, okay, here we go. First thing I'm going to do is create a new project. Okay, cool. All right. So creating a new Excel add-in. Okay, here we go. Let me just open this up a little bit. All right, so first thing we're going to do is, here's our utilities assembly.
Right, okay.
Go to the path.
So what kind of things are in the utilities assembly, for example?
A lot of base classes, so like the add-in base class, the ribbon base classes, okay. Stuff like that.
Okay.
It's designed not to be versioned with VSTO. It's designed to be versioned with your add-in. So if you create, say, a VSTO add-in against RTM, and then later on your customers have SP2 or Dev11 or whatever installed on it, you would still use the same Dev10 utilities assembly.
Okay.
That changes when you rebuild your project. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me see. Since we're going to remove it, we may need some stuff out of it. So let's get a Visual Studio command prompt and just crack it open in ILDASM. All right, cool. So let's start by removing it and seeing basically the tried and true method of see what breaks and go from there.
Okay.
All right, so
got a couple problems here, huh?
Couple problems. So let's view all of the files. I'm going to kind of hand wave through some of the investigations since that won't make the most entertaining video. But
okay.
So basically, the problems come down to it can't find the space class.
Okay.
So let's see what the space class was doing in the first place. Maybe we don't need it. So let's go to Microsoft Office Core. Oh, it's Microsoft Office Tools.
Okay.
Add-in base.
Okay.
Looks like it just implements a few interfaces. Just to save some investigation, most of these boil down to I add an extension. So we're just going to say, instead of inheriting from add in base, we just say I there we go.
Okay.
IntelliSense sends to the rescue.
All right,
now let's just go through and look for things we don't need. We can take out custom task panes and smart tags. Obviously, you'll know if you need these or not.
Okay,
let's see. We have an error in the constructor here, so let's take a quick look and see what the constructor was doing. Constructor, once again, just saving some time. It's basically just calling create add-in on the factory.
Mm-hmm.
It's passing in a null, the two strings that were passed into the constructor, and then the this argument. So what we need to, and it's looking at saving that to an inner, so or a field called inner. So oops. Yeah, there we go. So we're going to create that. So I'm going to say add office.tools. Inner, and then we'll just say inner equals factory dot. What was that function that was called? Let's see. It was.
Create.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Create add-in. Now let's see. Create add-in. It's like copy paste is not cooperating today, and we said two nulls. Two strings.
So basically, you're taking a look at the IL so that you can basically recreate it here inside of your assembly itself.
Yeah,
whatever we need, only the pieces we need.
Yeah, there's only a couple pieces that we actually need. Say we can either go through it all, or we can
see
create now. Create add-in will not show up on IntelliSense because we hit it. But once we're done with that, we can just do that. We're now creating the add-in, we're saving it away. We can then, let's see, we don't need to call on the base. Once again, without spending too much time going through the IL, our viewers at home can go through the IL if they really want to, but all this does here is call inner. Basically, you can see, oh, right, it does inner dot item provider dot get host item.
Okay.
There, so let's just save. Let's just save some time of staring at disassembly and just do this. See, this is basically just get host. Sometimes you need to force it to build for the real errors to come out.
There you go, yeah.
So let's see.
We've got only one more left. Maybe.
No, it's not liking something down below, but we'll just do this for now, and then what we can do is we need to overall just go through this and prune things that we don't need. So, this can go, that can go. A lot of this stuff is, it's stuff that you may need, but at the same time, it's stuff that a lot of people are just not going to need.
Okay.
So we get rid of that. It's a little bit of a dry demo at this point, but, we can just nuke all of that stuff. We can, see, we don't have any ribbons in this case. Clean that up. We can get rid of this. And if I just get rid of this whole class here. So even though the errors are going up, I promise you we are getting closer to... Yeah, so what's happening now is that we trimmed a little bit. Because we were so aggressive in our pruning, because we were so aggressive in the pruning, it got rid of some interface members it needed. So a lot of these interfaces are in fact here, they're just hidden because they're protected, so we'll just quickly, just with some find and replace, and then just get rid of rid of two of our errors. So what we can do now is just click here, implement interface. We can get rid of all of this. Getting rid of this WinForms call, it speeds things up a little bit, and I believe it means it lessens your dependence on WinForms, which is always good.
Okay.
Let's see. We can get rid of those. So let's take a minute and figure out why this isn't working. So if we were to say, we want to get host object, mm-hmm. not get host item.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. There we go. Now that's all globals. Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
So now, getting closer.
Two errors. All right, we're back to two.
So we're back here. So okay. so this is the usual user code, and this is our event handlers. So we'll need to add, and now those are normally defined as part of the base classes. So we will need to add those in. So we can say we're going to use system, and then
since we're not inheriting from the base class, we have to add them ourselves.
Yeah. So the build succeeded, but you know, we're not quite done yet, because if we were to say, application status bar equals flow from Excel add in. Because when we just went through and just added that that interface a second ago,
uh-huh.
it added it like this. So we need to
go through.
We're almost done.
Gotcha, no problem. So yeah, so you implemented the interface, but you haven't actually written any implementation.
Yeah. I mean, yes, so that's, so we don't need to, so most of these we don't actually need to implement.
Okay.
You know, this is part of the ribbon object that we'll discuss in a minute.
Okay.
No, we can just go down here and just clean all these out.
Okay.
A little bit of insider information, we can just return inner here. Yeah, it's all the...
That's the add-in?
That's what the base class does.
Okay.
So on startup, why don't we hook up our
events
really quick. So mm-hmm. we can do a if this dot, dot startup and event args dot empty. There we go. We can do the same thing for shutdown, although I don't believe we actually hook up shutdown. So now we can build it, we can F5 it.
This time it should load.
This time it will load, and because we hooked everything up, you can see that we can still call into the object model like before, but now we don't have that utilities assembly laying around.
Okay.
So, gotcha. Like I said, it's trimmed down. We lost some functionality, but it's a lot lighter, and more importantly, you don't have to worry about deploying one more assembly to your customers, especially if you don't need that.
Okay.
So
it's like if you're doing, you were mentioning if there's certain things you're not even using in the utilities,
yeah.
It might be better perform, and you have what you're doing, like some maybe heavy duty type of code
yeah.
that needs to be performant, then this is probably what you want to look into.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
And this also, doing this will also get rid of the ribbon reflection, which...
Okay.
So it's the good news.
You said you were going to show us that too. But
yeah.
So I guess the utilities just makes it easier for you to get access to all the base classes and the services that VSTO provides us in the first place? Okay. So what would be the difference between, you know, say, just creating your own shared add-in, you know, going that route instead of going this one?
You still get a lot. So we're not completely cutting out VSTO out of the loop.
Okay.
You're still, you know, over a comm shim, you're still getting a lot of the object model. You're still getting a lot of the services that are provided. You're just not getting the utilities assembly,
which
can be more than you want. I mean,
gotcha.
So let's see, I'm just going to create another simple Excel add-in. This time, this will be a lot faster. We're going to add a ribbon. We are going to, we need our toolbox back.
So normally when you create a VSTO add-in with a ribbon, what's happening? Like if you don't change any of the code, you just file a new project and create a ribbon. What's happening under the covers? What's VSTO doing?
What our design time package is doing is it's creating a new ribbon class, which is basically instantiated off from our utilities assembly off of ribbon base.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ribbon base implements an interface called iRibbon extensibility, and later on this will get compiled into your add-in assembly.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on when the VSTO add-in starts up, it reflects over every single type in the assembly and looks for anything that implements iRibbon extensibility and instantiates it.
Okay, gotcha. So if you have a lot of types in your add-in, this could be a problem, a performance problem.
Maybe. Yeah, and with 4.0, because you can begin embedding types in it, if you're embedding a lot of interfaces, if you're linking to, say, WPF or something like that, it can take a significant amount of time on startup, and that's just something you don't want to do every single time.
Okay, so can you, even if you want to use the utilities, but you want the ribbon to load quicker, can you do that too?
Yes, and that's what I'm going to show you right now.
Gotcha.
So let's see, we can just, let me think, where is view, and then toolbox. I'm just going to add a little button here. Set up an event so that we can do rules dot equals so there we go. And so we can have five this. Both of ours. You can still see the hello from level from Excel Add-in 12, but
there's hello from Ribbon. Okay.
From Ribbon. So.
So that did the reflection, though, right?
Yeah. So that's the reflection. So it's actually really easy. You just override, and then IntelliSense will. Oh wait, this isn't the Ribbon Designer. You want to go in
the add-in.
This add-in, yes.
Okay.
Let's just do. Override and create ribbon objects.
Okay.
And I said normally this will call down in the base, but all you have to do is new I'm sorry, the interface it looks for is iRibbon extension. iRibbon extensibility is something different.
Okay.
Create new and just say
I think you're just missing one last brace or curly brace at the end of your class. You got eaten.
Hold on.
Right there, at the end of your method. So semicolon and then another curly brace.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. You got it.
Oh, right, the one at the end got eaten.
Right.
Okay, my bad.
Yep.
So let's just F5 this. And it is. You can see it here, and we can do
same
all the
thing happens. It's
before.
Just happened faster.
It just happened a little bit faster.
Okay, so you basically override this. Let me get this a little bit out of the way so we can see a little bit better here. Okay, so you're overriding this create ribbon objects method here,
yeah.
And you're just returning the new ribbon one. So you're returning a an array of them.
An array.
So it wants multiple. You could load multiple ribbons if you want.
Yeah, you can have multiple ribbons. If you want to if you have no ribbons and you want to override this, which is a perfectly valid thing to do, you want to return an empty array.
Okay.
So just do this, and now when we have five, the ribbon will be gone.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah,
that's cool.
No ribbon.
So you could actually even, at startup of the add-in, you could use this technique to, say, check some sort of access level and load, ribbons, different ribbons depending on what user's starting the add-in, too. That's cool.
Yeah, and you can use that to determine what they see.
Cool. Awesome. So so now, what if we didn't want to use the utilities and we also wanted to specify,
So I was playing around with that a little bit before, and it requires a little bit more than what we can do here. So that will probably happen in a blog post later on.
Okay, so there's a little bit more work involved here because you don't get the types that you need, the create ribbon objects, or?
You don't get the types you need, and there's a little bit of black magic happening in the utilities class that it's not initially intuitive, and it's more reverse engineering that I want to show on.
Okay,
this.
No problem. All right, so we'll look at the we'll look for the VSTO team blog for a longer example of how we could do that.
Yes.
So, what types of heavy duty add-ins have you seen that required removal of the utilities? Something that was doing a lot of WPF.
Stuff that removes the utilities, generally it's more down to deployment. We have some customers that are worried about having to once again worry about packaging up one more DLL, then have to worry about keeping track of one more DLL, and they it's a lot easier not to deal with that.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, thanks, Steve. This is pretty interesting stuff, and I hope you come back soon and show us some more tips and tricks with VSTO.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again.
Thanks.